Ladies and gentlemen, the BBC presents Life with a Lion. Well, it's almost Christmas, and children everywhere are breathlessly waiting for Christmas Eve in the hope of meeting that old, old man with the big round tummy. We're not waiting. We're going over to meet Ben right now. And we're going to see if he can tell us why women and children usually get the presents they want, but wise men seldom do.
The only reason men don't get what they want for Christmas is because they don't hint enough. Now, take last year. I hinted for a golf bag, and I got a dressing gown. This year, I'm hinting for a dressing gown. Maybe I'll get a golf bag. Anyway, things are looking much better. You see, it was about 12:30 yesterday when I came home from the office and overheard the boys discussing my present.
Robin, since we're going 50-50, I think we should get Pop a really good present.
Well, sure, but what?
Well, golfers use at least 6 dozen golf balls a year.
Gosh, they're 48 bob a dozen.
Oh, the expense doesn't matter. You and I are going to get Pop a golf ball.
Well, why don't you get the whole family to go shares with you?
Gee, you heard. Now we'll have to think of something else.
Good. Is lunch ready?
Almost. Hey, look out of the window. Mommy's coming up the steps, just loaded down with presents.
Oh, Ben!
Wait a minute, honey. I'll let you in.
Oh, thank you, dear.
Gosh, Ma, I've never seen you come home so loaded.
Richard Lyon, you know good and well I've never been drunk in my life.
Here, Phoebe, give me some of those parcels. You must be whacked after fighting those crowds.
Oh, I'll bet you didn't even get a seat on the bus.
Oh, I didn't. You know, I always think it's a pity that Christmas has to come at a time when all the shops are so crowded.
Well, I'll see what I can do about it. Mm. Oh, boys, don't just stand there. Help your mother with the rest of those parcels.
Here, Ma.
Well, give me half.
Did you buy me that cuckoo clock I wanted?
No, dear. Robin, be careful. You're dropping everything.
Oh, no, I'm... Oh!
I think that was the cuckoo. Thanks, Ma.
Well, there goes another surprise.
Well, Mrs. Lyon, you're right on time for lunch. I'll just put it on the table. Well, I'll hurry and wash my hands. You all go ahead.
All right, dear.
Now, come on and sit down before everything gets cold.
Okay, Aggie.
Richard, must you always bump into the table when you sit down? Look, you've spilt your soup all over the napkin.
He couldn't help it, Daddy. The table's wobbly. Oh, look how loose this leg is.
Robin, stop that.
If you don't mind my saying so, Mr. Lyon, it's time we had a new table. If you don't mind my saying so.
And if you don't mind my saying so, some people should mind their own business if you don't mind my saying so.
But Aggie's right. We've had this table for over 26 years, and I'd like a new one.
Well, you've had me for over 26 years, too. Are you sure you don't want a new husband?
But, darling, you don't sag in the middle. You think we can afford both?
Very funny. I'm in hysterics. Well, for your information, we're not getting any new furniture, and that's final.
Do you want some of these potatoes, Mommy?
Well, what's so funny?
Oh, nothing. When I lean forward in my chair, the horsehair sticks through the seat and tickles me.
Now, suppose you stop making things up.
Yes. Ben, let me help you in some of this gravy. It's simply... It does tickle, doesn't it?
You see? You lean forward.
Oh, stop talking silly. Here, Pop, I'll pass you the gravy. Oh.
It seems very odd that a horsehair should be bothering you today. It never tickled you before.
No, but now it's tickling me behind.
I'm afraid it's my fault, Mr. Lyon. I washed the covers yesterday, but I didn't have time to starch them.
Pop, would you please pass the butter? I'm afraid to lean forward.
Of all the silly nonsense, here you are. But let me tell you this.
Oh, darling, I'm so glad to see you laughing again.
Hello, family. What's so funny?
Horsey put his tail up again.
We certainly have the happiest chairs.
Aye, you tickle your fancy.
Well, here's your sweet, Mr. Lyon.
Oh, no, thanks, Jackie. come on, boys. If we're going shopping, we'd better get started. Bebe, what would you like for Christmas?
A new dining room table and 12 chairs.
Well, you're not getting it.
Oh, Daddy, I think you're mean. If Mother wants a sweet, you should give it to her.
All right, honey, I'll bring your whole bag full.
Thanks.
Boy, this store sure is crowded, isn't it?
Yes, I can't understand why people don't do their shopping earlier.
Well, Daddy, there's the games counter. Do you mind if I leave you for a minute?
Why?
I want to get a present for R-I-C-H-A-R-D.
Robin, stop being so secretive and tell us who it's for.
It's for a dope who doesn't know how to spell his own name.
He must be pretty stupid.
He sure is. See you soon, Mother Goon.
Keep alert, little squirt.
Oh, Robin, meet us at the perfume counter.
Okay.
I want to get Ma something. Come on, Pop.
Oh, no, no. You go ahead and get what you want, then meet me at the perfume counter across the aisle. Your mother wants me to pick out a present for Flory.
Well, I've got to get her something, too. I wonder what Aunt Flory would like.
A man. But she's getting a makeup kit from me. See you later, son.
Okay, Pop.
Oh, pardon me.
Yes?
I believe this is the perfume counter.
You clever little man. My shelves are filled with perfume bottles and the air reeks of scents. But you knew where you were right away. You know, I think you're a very comical gentleman.
Well, that makes two of us. Now, how about showing me some of those makeup kits?
But of course. Here are some really divine ones in pink seal. Lizard. And alligator. Now then, which one looks like your friend?
The alligator.
Goody.
Or now I'd like to see a bottle of the very finest perfume for my wife.
Plenty. I'll just have a peekaboo in my bottom drawer.
Hi, Daddy. Oh, just wait until you see what I bought Richard. Real, genuine imitation silver cufflinks.
Robin, you should never buy Richard anything he can melt down. Where is he, anyway?
He's over at that counter marked reduced prices.
Pop, I finished my Christmas shopping pretty quick, didn't I?
Well, it shouldn't take long to spend 15 shillings.
What kind of scent are you getting for Mommy?
Ah, well, this is the one I suggest. A 6-ounce bottle of the very delicious perfume. It's the rage of London.
What's it called?
Elvis the Pelvis. And it sends you into an absolute frenzy.
I think Mommy would rather have that little musical merry-go-round.
Say, that is cute.
Oh, yes, it is cute. And the center is filled with one of our best perfumes.
Before we wrap it up, can we hear it play?
But of course you can. I will switch it on.
Ah, hello, Skeeter. Come on, boys. Let's dump everything on the sofa.
Good gracious, I've never seen so many parcels.
I think I'll take mine upstairs.
Richard, did you get something nice for your sister?
No, nobody would make me an offer.
Oh, don't look so worried, Barbara. He bought you something.
And it wasn't cheap.
Why, you darling. Is it something I can wear or something for my house?
Well, since you're so nosy, I'll tell you. I was going to buy you a string of pearls, but I couldn't afford it. So I got you a dozen oysters and the best of luck.
That's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard.
Well, start snooping around again and you'll get the same kind of answer.
Well, oh, Ben.
Yeah?
Did you happen to think about the dining room table while you were out?
Well, no, dear, but I don't suppose the dining room table was thinking about me either.
Well, you could have bought Mother a beautiful antique suite at Marty's.
You women kill me. When something's 27 years old, you want to throw it out so you can spend a fortune on something that's 200 years old.
Oh, but Daddy, antiques are beautiful.
What do you say we change the subject and talk about something more pleasant?
All right. Flory's coming through the garden.
Let's get back to the other antiques.
Aunt Flory, what a lovely dress.
Oh, I'm so glad you like it.
What do you think of it, Bebe?
Oh, it's beautiful. But I don't know how you can walk in that skirt. It's so tight around the bottom.
It's tight around the hem, too.
Oh, Ben, you're such a wit, and I'm only speaking half the truth.
Now, stop it, you two.
Here's some tea for you all.
Oh, thank you, Aggie.
Oh, don't pour any for me, Bebe. I have to go to the stationer's and get some more Christmas wrapping paper. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Oh,
Mrs. Lyon, I telephoned Mr. Wimple to come and fix the wobble in the dining room table, and he said he would be over straight away.
Oh, good.
I'll get it. It's probably Mr. Wimple.
Yes, I better pour him a cup of tea.
Oh, wonderful. Just bring it in.
Mother, Daddy bought you a dining room suite after all.
What?
Oh, yes. The men are carrying it in now.
Oh, Mrs. Lyon, I'm so happy for you. You have a wonderful man.
Oh, I certainly have. Men like my husband don't grow on trees.
No, I agree. When they get that right, they fall off.
Hello. Front door was open, so I came right in.
Hello, Mr. Wimple.
I say, what's that furniture band doing outside?
Mrs. Lyon's getting a new dining room suite, so there'll be no need to mend the old one.
Mother, darling, where in the world are you going to find room for another table and 12 chairs?
Phoebe, I'm going outside.
Yes, that should do it.
What?
I said, what do we do with this issue? Yeah.
Oh, I see.
That's right.
Well, I simply must see the new furniture.
Yes. Mumsy Wumsy, I hate to ask you, but could I borrow your old suite? Our dining room table is terribly small.
Oh, darling, borrow it. You can have it.
Oh, you're a darling.
Yes, well, now that I'm here, I may as well carry it over for you.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Wimple. I'll go ahead and clear a space for it.
Barbara, where do you want us to put this table?
Aggie, how sweet of you to help. Just bring it right in here.
Very well. Come on, Mr. Wimple.
All right, Aggie.
Oh, be careful. Don't scrape the wall.
No, we won't.
Here, now we'll just set it down here in the middle of the room.
I can't thank you enough.
Do you want me to mend the table for you?
Oh, please don't bother. My husband will do it. He's a genius at mending things.
Oh, good. It's nice to see people take care of things. My kids have wrecked my furniture.
They have?
Not half. The little blue-eyed little blackers. Every morning they slide down the banisters and get their trousers full of splinters. Then they sit down and scrape all the varnish off the dining room chairs.
But don't the splinters hurt them?
No, they're all dead-end kids.
Well, children will be children, I always say.
Oh, what's that?
It's my husband. He's putting up a new shelf in the kitchen. He's so clever at that sort of thing. You see? He even knows how to make the saw stop.
I say, he seems to hammer jolly fast, too. Doesn't he ever miss the nail and hit his thumb?
Ouch!
Go and see if the poor boy's hurt himself.
You're right.
Hello, Russell. Had an accident?
No, thanks. I just had one.
Darling, what a horrible, corny joke. Who gave it to you?
Your father. And I think it's very funny.
And so have eight other generations.
Oh, your poor thumbsy wumsy. Is it painful?
No, lovesy-dubsy. It was nothing.
Aggie, just look at the new shelf he made. Isn't it simply wonderful?
Hi, I wish you'd come over and make one for my kitchen.
I thought you had plenty of shelvesy-felvesy.
Oh, she has. But none of them are wide enough to hold the big cooking pot that Daddy bought her last week.
High enough to leave it on the kitchen floor. One of these days, Mr. Lyon's going to walk in and trip over it.
Oh, now, Aggie, I don't think Mr. Lyon's likely to trip over his own pot.
I'm sure Russell would be glad to make a shelf when he sees that lovely dining room suite Mrs. Earle's given him.
What dining room suite?
Oh, I was going to keep it as a surprise. Mother got a new one for Christmas, so she's giving us her old one. Wasn't that generous of her?
Well, yes, but it does make things a little awkward. I'm giving you a new dining room suite for Christmas.
Oh, you're an angel.
Hi, but what's the angel going to do about the furniture we've just brought over?
Say, I know. Mr. Wimple, you said you could use it, and we'd love you to have it.
Oh, thank you, Barbara. Mind you, my missus would be very sorry to part with the old one. She served our first dinner on that table.
Really?
Yes. And she looked simply radiant in the soft glow of the gas mantle.
Well, in spite of your wonderful memories, I think you could do with a new table and chairs.
So do I. and I'm going to carry them right home now.
Oh, wait a minute. I'll give you a hand.
Florrie, wasn't Dan wonderful to give me that beautiful dining room furniture?
Yes, I hate to admit it, but I never thought he'd be so generous.
Well, you see, oh, I wish he'd hurry and get home so I could thank him.
Oh, baby.
Well, speak of the devil.
Hello, my dear, sweet, adorable husband.
Am I in the right house?
Ben, I never realized what a kind and generous man you are.
Maybe I'd better go out and come back in again.
Come back here. I simply adore my present.
Well, I guess it is rather a novel idea to hold perfume. But you weren't supposed to open it until Christmas.
You mean I got perfume as well?
As well as what?
Bebe's sweet.
I know she's sweet, and I'd appreciate it if you leave us alone. We want to wrap up our Christmas presents.
Well, anything you say, darling.
Well, bye-bye for now, you two lovebirds.
Bye, Florrie.
Russell, you'll have to tell them.
All right. Hello, Ben.
Well, this is a nice surprise.
It certainly is. Come on and sit down, kid.
Oh, thanks, darling. You know, you get younger looking every day.
Oh, Russell, you didn't have to say that.
Yes, I did. Barbara told me to.
Mother, he was only joking because he doesn't want to be serious.
Well, that's a fairly good reason.
Russell, just wait until you see that beautiful suite Ben gave me.
That's ours.
Bebe, I didn't give you a dining room suite.
Ben, I may be a little vague, but I know a table when I see a table.
But you see, they sent it to 181 Southwick Street instead of 131.
Well, then let them bring it back again.
Oh, Mother, what we're trying to tell you is the table and chairs in your dining room belong to us.
Well, thank you for clearing that up.
Well, I should have known your father wouldn't give it to me.
Why should I throw money away on something we don't need?
Well, if you don't mind...
Don't make excuses. What have you ever given me that was worthwhile?
Well, Ben, I've given you 26 years of my life. What else do you want?
Only the table and chairs.
And for 26 years, I've done all the thinking for this family, but I'm not asking for any compliments.
Then you're talking to the right man.
Just for that, I'm going to tell everyone that you sleep in hair curlers.
Bebe, take that back.
Now, I want you and Mother to kiss and make up.
Oh, we're not that mad.
Of course we are. And, honey, I'm sorry, but for the time being, we'll just have to be satisfied with our old dining room suite.
Well, I'm afraid that's going to be a little difficult.
Why?
Because I gave it to Barbara.
Well, it's lucky you didn't give it to somebody else. Right, Barbara?
Oh, right, Daddy. But I'm afraid I wasn't as lucky. I gave it to Mr. Wimple. Oh, but I'm sure if you ask him for it, he'll give it back.
Look, you gave it to him. Why do I have to do the dirty work?
Because you're so clever.
You mean because I'm a darn fool?
Well, let's not argue over such a small point.
Here's your hat and coat, Daddy.
Thanks, and for both your sakes, I hope to get the furniture back.
Come here at once. What is it, my little deadly nightshade? I want to remind you, you're going Christmas shopping tomorrow.
But darling, we spent too much already, my little runner bean.
Nonsense. Mr. Cobbledick is giving me a lovely Christmas tree, so you must buy some fairy lights.
Wilhelmina, I can't afford it.
Now, you listen to me, Horace Wimpole. You're going to buy those lights, and you're going to hang them on my Christmas tree or bust.
Don't let's quarrel.
Oh, and then put your arm around me.
Okie doke. How's that?
Wonderful. It makes me feel so romantic. Horace.
Yes?
Shall I turn the lights down?
No, there's nothing on the television.
Stop teasing me. Horace, why are you staring at me like that?
Well, I was just wondering what it is about your left eye that makes your right eye keep looking at you.
Stop that and kiss me.
Oh, all right. Oh. It tickles.
What does?
The down on your cheeks.
What down on my cheeks?
The bags under your eyes.
You fiend! So I'm not attractive enough for you. I'd better go out and have my face lifted.
You'll be wasting your time. When they see what's underneath, they'll drop it again.
Oh, you cad!
I'll go and see who that is, my love. Hello, Mr. L.
Oh, hello, wimpy old pal.
Now, what's wrong? You look upset.
I am. It's about that furniture Barbara gave you.
Yes. It's a pity, but it's too small for our dining room.
Oh, that's wonderful, because we need it. Tell me where it is, and I'll take it back.
Mammy, you'll be lucky. I gave it to my brother, and he took it to Surbiton.
Why, you silly old duffer.
Don't you insult me like that. Who do you think you are? My wife?
No, thank goodness.
Have a care what you say, Ben L. If you weren't so old, I'd be out for your blood, if you had any.
You should talk about blood. You're so anemic, you look like a bottle of milk with boots on.
Horace, Mr. L., what's all this shouting about?
Wilhelmina, I've just been insulted by this fat man.
I'm no fat friend of yours.
Now you're both silly.
You keep out of this, you old bat.
Wimple, how dare you insult your wife like that?
Don't you tell me how to insult my wife. And I didn't ask you to come here and abuse my hospitality.
What hospitality?
Very well. If that's how you feel, I've got a bottle of scotch in my sideboard, but you're not getting any.
And I've got a bag of dolly mixture in my pocket, but I'm not offering you any.
Well, you won't have a chance, because you're leaving. Out you go.
But take your hands off me.
Horace, leave him alone.
Wait for that, Wilhelmina, and let go of my arm.
Wimple, stop pushing me.
I said you're going out, and I mean out.
Well, that's it.
Horace! Mr. L! Let me in!
Oh, dear. How did that happen? Oh, all right.
Oh, you two men should be ashamed of yourselves.
One of us should.
Wilhelmina, I shall leave you to show Mr. Benjamin L. off my premises.
Mr. L., I can't tell you how sorry I am about all this. Did Horace hurt you in the scuffle?
No. But I'll never speak to your husband again. Mrs. Whipple, he squashed my dolly mixture. Good night, Mrs. Whipple.
Daddy, where's the furniture?
Oh, that fathead Wimple gave it to his brother.
Well, that's a fine thing for a friend to do.
He's no friend of mine anymore. Thanks to your sister and your mother, we aren't speaking.
Oh, don't act so tragic. He'll probably be over in a few minutes and over to shake hands.
Mrs. Lyon, can anyone tell me how I'm going to lay the dinner with no table?
Look, let's not get ridiculous about this. If we can't get our furniture back, I'll simply have to go out and buy a new suite.
You will?
I said if. Well, I'll be back in an hour or two. I'll see you later, honey.
I may as well bring the dinner in a tray.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Wimple.
Stand the back way.
Hi.
Where's my dear old friend, Mr. L?
You just missed him.
I thought you and Pop weren't speaking.
Well, that's all over now. And I brought him something special to show we're good friends again.
What is it?
A bag of dolly mixture.
Oh, how sweet. I'll give it to him as soon as he comes home.
Now, Doc, and tell him I've got some good news. My brother's bringing his furniture back tonight.
That's torn it.
Well, toodaloo. And give my love to Mr. L.
Oh, we will.
We will. I'm sure glad Pop won't have to buy a new one.
Where are you going, Mommy?
Oh, I'm going to have a little talk with Aggie.
About what?
Oh, nothing, dear.
Aggie, Mr. Wimble's brother is bringing back our old furniture.
Oh, what a pity. That means you won't be getting a new suite.
I will if you give the van driver this pound and tell him to take the old one back.
Just leave it to me. I'll send the driver on his way before it's time to pull down his tailboard.
Now a word to the boy.
Mother, I certainly hope your scheme works.
Not so loud, dear. I don't want the boys to know. Richard saw me talking to Aggie, and he's been trying to find out what it was about ever since.
He certainly is nosy. Mm.
Oh, shh, here he comes.
Oh, hi, Ma.
Hello, dear.
Well, what's new?
Oh, nothing exciting.
Barbara, he definitely suspects something.
Nothing exciting at all, huh?
Barbara, I think Ma's up to something. Well,
nothing except the cat upset the saucer of milk.
I hope he doesn't find out about the furniture.
What furniture?
Richard, stop asking Mother questions. I'm sure she's much too busy. Huh? Aren't you, Mother dear?
Oh, yes, dear, of course. I have to tidy up this room before your father gets home. Excuse me.
Barbara, now that we're alone, tell me what Ma's scheming about.
She isn't scheming about anything.
Don't try to kid me. I know good and well she's up to something.
Oh, Barbara! Hmm?
Barbara, dear, will you please take this bowl of flowers and put them on the end table over there?
All right, honey.
Richard, I overheard what you said to Barbara.
You did?
Yes. And I want you to tell me what your mother's up to.
But you're my mother.
Then I have a right to know.
I put the flowers on the end table, Mother.
Good. Barbara, I want to know what Richard told you just now.
He didn't tell me anything.
Well, it's very strange. There's something going on around here, and I intend to find out what it is.
Well, honey, I'm home.
Ben, I want to warn you. Baby's up to something. Yes. And these kids won't tell me a thing about it.
Oh, Mother, you're all mixed up.
Well, I'm glad she's normal. Because I have some good news that'll cheer her up.
What is it, Pop?
Well, on the way to the office, I dropped in at Monty's and told them to deliver a new dining room suite.
Oh, Mother!
Ben, you're a darling.
I know. Do you like it?
It hasn't arrived yet, Daddy.
Oh, that's funny. They promised to deliver it right away.
Well, that's probably it now. Yes. I'll get it.
Dining room suite for Mrs. Lam. Will someone give me a hand with the table?
Sure, I will.
But that's the old one.
Was that the doorbell?
How did that furniture get in?
Here, you're going to help me with the table, or aren't you?
Aggie, you told me you sent it back.
Oh, Mrs. Lyon, I've made a terrible mistake. I must have sent the new suite back.
So, that was your little game, eh, B.B.?
Madeline, what's so funny?
Well, this is the first time a trick of yours has ever saved me money.
That was Life of the Lions, with B.B. Daniels and Ben Lyon, with their children Barbara and Richard. Also in this recording were Doris Rogers, Molly Weir, Horace Percival, Richard Belairs, Gwen Lewis, Russell Turner, and Charles Hawtrey. The script was by Bob Locke, Ronnie Hambury, and B.B. Daniels. The incidental music was by Paul Fennelly, who also conducted the BBC Variety Orchestra. Production by Tom Ronald.